Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Romans chapter 2, verse 1 is the starting point for today's podcast, and it's the continuation of our journey through Paul's letter to the church at Rome. Chapter 2, verse 1, therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are, who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. So the transition word, therefore, is pointing back into chapter 1, into some of those areas in which people were guilty, and people were consenting with the practice of guilty. And so Paul's now going to say that just because you didn't do it, you consented with it, or you've seen it done, you've allowed it done, you're inexcusable. Don't use that as an excuse to judge people. For in whatever, I think verse 1 needs to be read again. You are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. Again, this is pointing back to Paul's last phrase of Romans 1, in which he said, they don't only do it, but they approve of those who do it. He uses the Greek phrase, they consent with those who do it, which is the same thing said of him at the stoning of Stephen, that he consented unto the death. So Paul is declaring that even if you haven't done these things, guarantee at some point you've been a party to these things. So while you may not be able to find a specific moment of guilt, Paul's not using the first chapter as a way and means of pointing out a certain group. He's using the first chapter as a way and means of pointing out all groups. Everyone, he says, is guilty. A companion text would be Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in which he says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, judge not that you be not judged. The word judge there is literally condemn not that you be not condemned. For with what condemnation you condemn, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. So judgment and condemnation are really two different things. Condemnation is judgment from a down standpoint. It's you looking down your nose at someone else. When Paul gets to the 8th chapter of Romans, he will declare everyone in Christ to be condemnation free. But if you want to live your life throwing out condemnation on people, just know that whenever you do that, you condemn yourself because you who judge practice the same things. Verse 1. In other words, there's no excuse. That first phrase, you are inexcusable, really covers everything. There's no excuse for us to be judging other people in light of who we are and what we've done and what we've consented with. Verse 2. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. So I'll say this. A lot of people ask about future judgment. And I'll say this. Any and all judgment has and will come through Christ and what he has done at the cross. There's nothing left to judge other than what's happened at the cross. That's why the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. What sin? The sin of unbelief. He doesn't have time to go looking for any other sins because those are under the blood. The sin of unbelief. That's our last thing. We know the judgment of God is according to truth. That's truth against such who practice such things. We'll go to verse 3 tomorrow of Romans chapter 2. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.